Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The law speaks to those who are under the law, so that all mouths may be stopped. I think of the Christmas carol that has that line about mom and dad are waiting for school to start again. I love my kids. And I don't mean to say that as if it's like a caveat to something else. I do. I love my kids. And I love spending time with them. But you see, after Christmas, little Sam got pink eye. His mom picked it up. She got a little sinus infection, and Leo was dripping snot. Which is to say that after Christmas, we didn't really leave the house. Two little boys, a mom and a dad, all cooped up in a not too large house with lots of toys and not a whole lot of space. It started to feel like mom and dad were hoping for school to start again, because the mouths would not be stopped. Your nerves get a little raw, you're not feeling well. Wow, that old Adam just creeps up. And that wonderful happiness of the idyllic Christmas becomes the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, of raw nerves, of sniffly faces, of anxious life. So I was thinking of the law and the children going forth. I recalled the time at Moab, way back in the book of Deuteronomy. The wandering journey is now coming to a close. The old generation is passing. The new generation now stands on the precipice of entering the promised land. And the covenant is renewed. Moses speaks the curse and the blessing before the people. In chapter 30, he says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." Moses, Father Moses, he speaks the will of God to the children, to the people of God. Moses, the lawgiver. "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in His ways, and by keeping His commandments and His statutes and His rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and to serve them, declare to you today that you shall surely perish. The law is given to stop all mouths, that the whole world may be held accountable to God. See, I think a hymn today I might have picked would be "The Law of God is Good and Wise." It sets God's will before our eyes, shows us the way of righteousness, and dooms to death when we transgress. See, the law cannot give righteousness. It cannot create righteousness, because righteousness is nothing that the law has. See, the law doesn't contain righteousness, fence it in, guard it from the world, from our sinful nature. And then if you do all the right things, you follow all the rules and all the commands, the lock opens up and righteousness pours forth. No, the law doesn't hold righteousness, it describes it. It tells us what it is, but it does not possess righteousness. The only thing the law possesses is the ability to kill, to show us that righteousness that we do not have, the goal that we have missed, and to say, "No, you have not done what you were to do. You have not loved God with your whole heart, your whole strength, your whole mind. No, you are a sinner." The law can only give one thing, the sentence of death. The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. So what of righteousness? Righteousness exists outside the law, that is to say, apart from the law. It existed before the law. For how else could the law describe to us what is righteous, if righteous was not somewhere outside of law's existence? For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight. The law cannot give that which it doesn't have, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin. In his divine forbearance, God was patient. He passed over the former sins, even the sins of those who wandered in the desert, even the sins of a family stuck in a small house, sinning against one another, even when we didn't want to. He passed over these sins, staying his wrath, holding back that righteous judgment. But yes, the righteous judgment must come. Justice must be enacted, for the Lord is just. He is righteous. He is the righteousness that exists, continues to exist outside of the law. It is he the law describes. Just and righteous is he. Loving and merciful he is too. The just and the justifier. Before the foundation of the world, righteousness was. And St. John tells us, declares that it is this righteousness that is manifest. It's become flesh to dwell among us, that we might see his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth, beautiful, righteous. Christ Jesus is he, the one whom the law and the prophets bear witness to, that righteousness that is outside the law, the righteousness that will then come under the law for you and I, we who are under the law, to bear that law, to take the accusation, to be the one who stops the mouth of the law by suffering and dying in your stead. bearing your sin, your trespass, in his own flesh and blood. That he may be just to punish sin and pour out his wrath, and the justifier. For with his shed blood, he declares you righteous. It's God's gift, his grace, that forgiveness, that life, that salvation. And as we hear, it is received by faith. Unless we fall back into that spirit of slavery, that there is something I must do, right? The law, I couldn't do it because it doesn't have the righteousness. Faith, that's something I do. That too, brothers and sisters, is not from you. It is given you by our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Joined to his death and resurrection in the waters of holy baptism, God's gift to you is faith. Faith in Jesus. Faith that looks to the one in whose name you are declared righteous. And he gives to you his Holy Spirit. And nourishes that faith that lives within you with his word, with his sacrament. It all is gift. Our mouths are stopped, our eyes and our haughty gaze cast down, that we may stand before the righteousness that was before the foundation of the world, that has joined this creation to be with you in every instance, in every trial, in every journey. Forgive your sins, to lift you up, the just and the justifier. It speaks to you, you are my beloved Son, with whom our Lord in heaven is well pleased, the gift of God, the righteousness of God, our Lord Christ Jesus. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.